Audio file lesson 13. Jacob and Rachel. The message. We must have patience and work hard in order to receive what we want. The Bible test. Genesis chapter 29 verses 1 to 30. Chapter 30 verses 27 to 34. The story. Jacob traveled to the land where his uncle Laban lived. When he arrived at the water hole in the village, he met Rachel, the younger daughter of his uncle. She looked after her father's sheep. Jacob rolled the stone from the well so her flock could drink. Jacob kissed Rachel. He told her that he was the son of her father's sister, Rebecca. Rachel ran to tell her father. When Laban heard the report of Jacob's arrival, he ran to embrace and greet him. Jacob told Laban all that happened. After Jacob had been there a month, Laban approached him to talk about his wages. Laban asked Jacob, "Since you are a relative, what should your wages be for serving me?" Jacob had grown to love Rachel. Jacob replied, "If I work for you for 7 years, may I marry Rachel?" Laban agreed to this. 7 years later, there was a great wedding feast. The next morning, Jacob realized that his uncle had given him the older daughter, Leah, as his wife instead of Rachel. Jacob asked Laban, "Why have you done this?" "I worked for you so that I could marry Rachel, not Leah." Laban replied, "In our country, the younger daughter cannot marry before the firstborn. I will allow you to marry Rachel if you work for another 7 years." Jacob married Rachel a week later and worked for Laban for another 7 years. Jacob had lived with Laban for 14 years when he decided he wanted to go home. So he went to Laban and said, "Laban, I want to go home. Please allow me to go to Canaan with my family." Laban replied, "Please stay. If you love me, I know the Lord has blessed me because of you. Please tell me how much I should pay you and I will give it to you." Jacob said to Laban, "Since I have worked for you, I have taken care of all your livestock. What you had before I came was very small, and now the number is great. The Lord has blessed you since I came. When will I be able to provide for my own family?" Laban asked Jacob, "What can I give you?" Jacob answered, "You do not have to give me anything. I will take care of your flocks. Instead of paying me, you let me keep all the speckled and spotted sheep and all the brown lambs, as well as all the spotted and speckled goats from the flock. I will stay and take care of your sheep and goats if you agree to this." Laban agreed to what Jacob asked. Suggestions for the teacher. Lead in. Show the picture to the children. Discuss with them what they see. Ask what they may feel. Let four children play the story in a role play. Instruct them before. Provide disguise and fancy dress and additional materials. Lesson instructions. Begin telling the story. Discuss with the children. 1. How does Jacob feel when he does not get Rachel as his wife? Expected answer. He is sad, also disappointed. 2. What does Jacob do then? Expected answer. He is patient. He continues to work hard. 3. Why does he react in such a way? Expected answer. He loves Rachel. She is not the reward of his work. Have the children repeat. 1. Jacob had to have patience as he worked towards a goal. 2. We should be patient when working towards a goal. 3. We should work for the Lord because we love him. Real life application by explaining the following. 1. When we do something for God's work, we do not do it in expectation of a reward. 2. Why do we sacrifice in God's work? Expected answer or explanation. We do it because we love God. Lastly, repeat the message. We must have patience and work hard in order to receive what we want.